Hello, and welcome to A Strange New World. My name is Michael, and I'll be your guide on this adventure. For our first ever journey together, we'll be exploring the Forgotten Realms, one of the best-known settings of Dungeons & Dragons. Let's begin with the world's inhabitants. As with most fantasy and sci-fi universes, humans are the most common race of people in the Forgotten Realms, but there's a plethora of other races who live alongside them. There are, of course, dwarves and elves, but there are also more unique races, such as Dragonborn, a bipedal race of people descended from dragons. There's also gnomes. Short, petite, and highly intelligent, they have an affinity for tinkering and magic. Similar in stature to gnomes are halflings, who make up for their shortcomings with high dexterity. On the other side of the spectrum of height are the huge half-orcs, who are the children of regular orcs and humans. Orcs and their half-orc children have an affinity for strength and combat. Lastly, there are tieflings, humans whose ancestors made a pact with a demon or fiend, tainting their bloodlines and corrupting them, making them look like demons themselves. Though what fantasy world would be complete without monsters? In Dungeons & Dragons, there are goblins. You know, goblins. So terrifying, yes, I know. There are also the Mind Flayers. Now for this, I want you to imagine someone with a brain for a head and tentacles for mouths. They're giants. I'm sure you know what those are. There's mimics. Imagine you stumble across a dungeon, and in that dungeon you find a chest. And in that chest is a mouth. Not a disembodied mouth, mind you. It's just, there's a tongue, and it tries to eat you. Dungeons & Dragons has two things in its name. I already said one of them. Can you guess which? I'll give you a hint, I'm about to say the other one. Dragons. Of course there are dragons in this fantasy world. There are two types of dragons. They're the more agreeable kind. These are labeled as metallic, because their scales look metallic. These include brass dragons, gold dragons. The less agreeable kind are the chromatic dragons. These ones are just, they look colorful. There's red, blue, black, green. Those are usually the ones that hate people, though. They're not the most dangerous things in the world, though. Not compared to the Tarrasque. You know a T-Rex? Try to imagine a T-Rex. Then, make it the size of Texas. Then, make it unkillable. Not completely unkillable, that's unreasonable. Make it almost unkillable. Basically, what I'm describing to you is the apocalypse. You don't usually find these in games. All of the creatures I just described for you can be found on what's known as the Prime Material Plane. But what's a plane, you ask? It's a big metal tube that flies in the sky. I'm joking, it's not that. Planes are like levels. There are different discs, all stacked in one row. The Prime Material Plane is a very large one that's placed exactly in the center. There are also some smaller ones that lie next to and just outside each level. But, it's hard to explain.
And hey, that's my job. Explaining things. One of the more common planes, besides the Primagello plane, is the Feywild. This is actually where the elves came from. You can still find many of their ancestors there. Fairies, pixies, most of these can all be found in the Feywild. Though, don't make a deal with any of them. Making a deal in the Feywild is something you can't get out of. Speaking of deals, though, what about the Nine Hells? That's a fun name, isn't it? That's a plane with subplanes. Yeah. But in all of those planes, you can usually find a devil that wants to make a deal with you. In fact, they usually all want to make a deal with you. They're always conniving and tricky. So, whatever you do, just don't make a deal with anything. Ever. If you want to avoid making a deal with any demons, you can travel to the elemental planes. These prime planes are where all raw magical energy focused around the elements comes from. There's fire, wind, water, and earth. Fire. Everything is on fire. Wind. There's a lot of wind. Earth. There's a lot of rocks. Water. You are underwater forever. It's not fun. Don't go to the elemental plane of water. Don't. Now, you may be asking yourself, what can all of these people do, and how can they even get to all of these places? Well, stop talking and I'll tell you. So, here are what some people can be. There are barbarians. They like to hit things really hard, and they get angry a lot. When they get angry, they hit things harder. When they hit things harder, those things usually die. They're bards. So, did you ever have somebody in class or in your neighborhood or a friend or family member who was really into music and it was really obnoxious? A bard is someone who is so into music that it surpassed obnoxious a long time ago. And it's just so fascinating how someone can get so hot for music. It's entrancing. It's fascinating. You want to listen to their voice, listen to their songs, their stories. And then they'll steal all your money. Unless they're the good ones. The good ones, well, I can't talk about that on air. Or ever. If you ever meet a good bard, I'm not going to finish that. There's no such thing as a good bard. Moving on. Clerics. Someone who really likes Jesus. Like, a lot. And they'll kill you about it. They'll kill you with the power of Jesus. Now, of course, there's not actually Jesus in the Forgotten Realms. but they'll find something. They're druids. They like plants and animals. And they get really upset when you mess with either of those. So, if you abuse pets, I will personally come to your house. I will find you. I will hunt you down. And I will introduce you to my druid friends, who will do all the dirty work for me. Protect the environment, kids. Next, there's the fighter. Those are the people that like hitting things, but they think about it. Thinking and fighting. That's two things you don't come across too often. Unless you're in the Forgotten Realms. Because pretty much everybody thinks while they fight. It's dumb. Next, there's the monks. Now, monks aren't actually... they're not the kind of monks that'll just sit around and praise the Lord all day. They don't take any vows of silence or anything. Now, these are ninjas. If you see a monk, you're looking at a ninja. You see, most people use a weapon to take down a dragon. Monks use their hands. Their bare hands. Don't mess with a monk. Paladins. Paladins like hitting things in the name of Jesus. And again, let me just say, Jesus is a placeholder for any religious icon they have in their made-up religion. And when I say made up, Dungeons and Dragons is all made up. No offense to if you believe in Dungeons and Dragons as your god. Rangers. Yeah, you see, they can use swords. They usually don't, though. They usually have a bow and arrow. That's it. That's all that makes them special. Rogues. Rogues, now that's something with a bit of diversity. They can either be really good at killing things or really good at stealing things. And if they're really good at killing things, things will usually die very quickly. And if they're very good at stealing things, they'll usually not intend to kill anybody, but people still end up dead. Sorcerers. Now you see, I'm getting into the section of people who can use magic. Arcane magic. Magic that comes from the individual. Sorcerers obtain that magic from their history, their family bloodline. A lot of sorcerers, though, if they use it wrong, crazy stuff happens. Sometimes they turn into a flower pot. Sometimes the world ends. It's a slippery slope. Be careful. Warlocks. Now you see, they get their magic by doing what I told you specifically not to do when you're in two places, the Feywild or the Nine Hells. They made a deal. And now they sold their souls. But don't worry, don't worry. They get cool magic. They'll live for maybe like 5 more years. And they'll go crazy in the meantime. But hey, cool magic. Then there are wizards. These are the really smart people who like magic a lot and do nothing but read all day. They're nerds. They're nerds that can set you on fire with their minds. They're wizards. What more do you want me to tell you? They're wizards. Now, some different people in the Forgotten Realms have different affinities for each of these, let's call them classes, because that's what they are. They're classes. Now, here's the thing about having an affinity for something. It's only a suggestion, in a sense. In the Forgotten Realms, you can do whatever you want. Be whoever you want. You want to be a purple guy with horns who shoots fire out of his fingers? Go ahead. You want to be a tiny, tiny man who hits things so hard they explode? That's easily done. You want to be Jack the Accountant who just suddenly exploded? I mean, it's an interesting story. Go ahead and do it. There's so many things you can do. And that's the magic of the Forgotten Realms. Because all of this stuff I told you, depending on who you play with, you can just throw it all out the window. There are no set rules in Dungeons & Dragons, only suggestions. Forgotten Realms is a prime example of that. I only told you the stuff that's normally accepted. There's so much more I could have told you, but nobody knows how much of it is real. How much of it they want to be real. How much of it even matters. And that's the magic of Dungeons and Dragons. That's the magic of the Forgotten Realms. That's the magic of infinite possibilities. Thank you for joining me. This podcast was made possible thanks to Wizards of the Coast and Ed Greenwood, the writer and creator of the Forgotten Realms. Stay tuned for our next adventure, where we turn to the stars and explore the universe of Starfinder.